Okay. As I get deeper insights how conditioned the mind is, there is a sense of burden being released, but also a doubt began to arise. If the mind is conditioned, how is it even possible to arrive to the unconditioned? Does free will even exist, or am I just pushed around by kilesas? If the trick is to recognize that there is no free will, how can I sincerely believe that when I'm making choices to practice and do wholesome deeds, they really matter, and it's not my delusion? Please dispel my doubts. That's, can I exercise free will to do that? I think it's just using the one of the phrases from the suttas, complicating the uncomplicated. So it's the mind is conditioned. But I think this is why it's so important to come back to the Four Noble Truths, rather than speculations about nature of mind, what's the condition, what's the unconditioned, is there free will, is there not free will? Because those are all questions about self or being. And as long as we frame that question from that basis, then we're always entangled. So when we can look from a framework of is there stress in the system? Is there difficulty there? Is there some, where is that coming from? How does that work? Then it's looking on a causal process as opposed to a being, an entity, a me, or a not me, a non-being. And so that then you've got an opportunity of doing what needs to be done. One experiences the freedom and peace from that.